I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, with no sports to announce, broadcasters have gotten creative.
Well, you join me live for what I've been told is the Tooting Dogging Final, and these two, Vanilla and Chocolate, doing really well here. Vanilla just over the hillock in the distance, Chocolate in hot pursuit. There's been some lovely footwork, and there it is again from Vanilla. That's excellent. The Spaniel now out in front, and that's confused the hell out of it.
But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
The NCAA Board of Governors has approved a plan to allow athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. I know we've been talking about how the NCAA was being forced into making this move for months, maybe even years, but I still can't quite believe it actually happened.
Yeah, this is bowing extraordinarily slowly to the inevitable. And it's only the first of many developments on this front. Because now you are admitting that what you're doing is employing professional athletes. You're just letting somebody else pay them.
Right. Well, according to some experts, top athletes could make more than $1 million a year from sponsorship opportunities while playing at the college level. In the past, the NCAA has argued that this would be a slippery slope to a full dismantling of the amateur model. It sounds like you think that's where we're headed.
Oh, I think there's no question that's where we're headed, because the more the amateur model looks ridiculous, the less tenable it is. And now with this rule, it looks completely ridiculous.
In what might be what is thus far my favorite proposal to get sports going again, the NBA is reportedly considering playing out the remainder of its season at Disney World. Do you think Mickey would be there?
Well, I mean, it's a complete branding opportunity for ESPN and for Disney. Who have, you know, the rights to NBA games. I have one question, though. After the final game, when they go up to the MVP and ask him what he's going to do next, what's he going to say?
He's already
there. I'm going to Six Flags? He's already at Disney World.
Charlie, as you know, with most sports schedules on hold, ESPN moved up the broadcast of its 10-part documentary on Michael Jordan. After the first four episodes, The Last Dance is currently the number one documentary in the world, even drawing more viewers than The Tiger King. And it's the highest-rated programming on ESPN since 2004. Are you surprised by this?
No, people are sports hungry. They're television sports hungry. And Michael Jordan remains a compelling figure, although I'm not very compelled by him. I can understand why other people are. And, you know, this was hyped as an inside look. And while it's not entirely that, it scratches the itch people have for some kind of sports on television.
This thing is going to stretch on until May 17th. Do you think the interest will hold?
Yes, I do. Because I think the quarantine will certainly stretch on until then. Although it depends, I guess, if the NBA is, you know, down there playing in Disney World, who knows?
It's maybe not surprising that the virtual 2020 NFL draft set viewership records. 55 million people watched over the three-day event. But I'd like to talk about the bigger surprise of the event, Patriots coach Bill Belichick's dog, Nike. He is a very good dog, don't you think?
I thought he was a wonderful dog, and he drafted pretty well, to be honest with you. I think, you know, he probably doesn't comment much to the press, I don't think. That would be the one thing. In fact, I believe Bill Belichick's dog has said about as much to the press as most of his assistant coaches have down through the years.
You and I have talked about the oddness of sports in empty stadiums, Charlie. Well, a German pro soccer club has come up with a solution to that problem. For about $20, you can upload a picture of yourself that will be made into a life-size cardboard cutout and placed in the stands if and when games resume. That'll solve the problem, right?
Hey, listen, it's all fun and games until the cardboard cutouts start getting drunk and beating each other up. Who would pay $20 for their likeness in a stadium? Even by international soccer standards, this is a great scam.
Well, it's cheaper than actually going to a game, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what do you gain from it? And what if it rains? You know, if it rains, you're gonna like turn to pulp.
And finally, Charlie, the lack of live sporting events has led to the unearthing of a number of previously neglected sports stories. I'd like to draw your attention to one such story, the list of fictional American baseball player names created for a 1994 Japanese video game. Who are you rooting for, Glenn Allen Mixon or Mike Cernandez?
Neither one. I am a big Bobson Dugnut fan.
Go Bobson.
It's funny to read these because you can figure out what players they're talking about.
Yeah.
Ray McShriff is definitely Fred McGriff. Willie Dustis is probably David Justice. Sleeve McDykel may be Steve McMichael, but he was a football player. So I'm unclear on some of these.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor for the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
We've had some incredible guests on the show recently. U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe, future Basketball Hall of Famer Sue Bird, comedian Gary Goldman.
Karen, it was a pleasure, and your voice is very soothing.
Check out those conversations or listen to them again by subscribing to the Only a Game podcast, wherever you're getting your podcasts these days. And while you're there, please leave us a review.